We are back with Rourke Denver, 14 years, a Navy SEAL. Less impressively than that, a former Syracuse All-American lacrosse player and a national champion. His new book is called Damn Few, an amazing book. And Rourke, I have to ask, what did you have to leave out of this book? Information that may have been considered sensitive.
Very little. I sent the book up to the Pentagon. I wanted, unlike several recent high-profile books, you know, I sent it in there, and I really wanted to be, you know, cleared and make sure I wasn't giving a playbook away to our enemies or had any information that shouldn't be in there. And it was great. I mean, they came back a couple months later and said, "There's you know, no kidding, one page that we'd like you to redact." And I had already taken it out. It was it was an intelligence-based thing. It honestly wasn't that cool. I'd already kind of taken it out. It was just something that they thought was a little on the fringe, and so no problem. So there's nothing in there that that's not supposed to be in there or can't be in there, and that was a definite goal in working through that process.
You referenced earlier that the competition is up to become a Navy SEAL. It seems in just the last few years that SEALs are getting more publicity than ever. Is that really indicative of the type of wars America is fighting these days, or is it finally just coming into the minds of Americans how critical the Navy SEALs are for defending our freedoms?
I think it's most subject to the reporting cycle. I mean, I just think we're at a point now where, you know, what is sacred? And I don't say that in a callous way, because I just think it's the world we live in. But, you know, you have automatic posts on Facebook and Twitter and online, and missions are being revealed by, you know, even all the way up to the top guy that what's happening on the battlefield. And so the reporting, I think, has just grown to a point where then you start seeing some of the missions and what's been accomplished. And I think people are, you know, opening their eyes to, wow, what is happening with a couple of these units? There's some special things happening, and it's getting press. So I think the fascination with our brotherhood and the kind of mythology that goes along with it has become very, very hot topic and hot button. And I think it's subject to the fact that information is very hard to keep under wraps anymore.
Lieutenant Commander Rourke Denver with us here on WBAL, 14 years a Navy SEAL officer and also a former lacrosse star at Syracuse. And a few more questions, Rourke, but the movie Act of Valor comes out and you're in it. You're one of the SEALs that you play yourself, essentially, correct?
That's right. I mean, every SEAL that's in it is an actual SEAL. Every military member that's in it is an actual military member doing their real job. So almost all of it was pulled off real-world events, and that's what the acts of valor from the movie are real.
When you saw it on the big screen, you said that's pretty realistic for that audience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was horrible for me to watch. I mean, you hear your voice on your answering machine, you know, and you kind of wonder, wow, I really wish I didn't sound like I haven't been through puberty yet. You know, we've all had that experience. So multiply that by 1,000, seeing yourself up on a big screen and picking your own performance apart. But that aside, it is very much real. They come off real missions. A lot of the gunfire was live fire. We use real bullets and real ammo in a lot of the scenes just to have fun. And about the only people that weren't real in the movie were the bad guys, because we asked the terrorists if they wanted to come play, but they said no to the movie.
Yep. That's pretty good. What else can people find in this book, Lieutenant Commander?
I think it distinguishes itself from the recent SEAL books, and that I genuinely believe it's bigger than a gunfighting book. I think most of the books that have come out recently are kind of singular in perspective, and then they talk about an individual mission or an individual sniper, and some of those guys are good friends, and I have tremendous respect for them, and they're good reads. My book is from an officer's perspective, so it has a little bit more of the strategic thought process that goes into the way our teams are deployed and the future of warfare and how missions are run. And I have plenty of gunfighting and action in there, but I think it's got bigger life lessons in it. I just think it has more about, focusing on excellence, taking care of your part of the job, carrying your weight, not failing a teammate, never quitting, always focusing on a goal and preparing to do that and seeing it through to the end. I just think there's a lot that I've learned in my time as a SEAL tactical operator and then as a trainer of SEALs that I thought would translate to a greater culture when I really think our society needs it. So it's important.
On a personal note for you, you are an All-American. You are one of the great warriors in our country. You're now a reservist in the SEALs. You've also done a little Hollywood. What's next for you personally, and also a best-selling author now? I mean, there's very little left, and you're not all that old.
No, it's all seemed like an adventure. It really has. I mean, that block of time as a lacrosse player at the college ranks was great, and is a chapter that I closed but look back on fondly. And my field experiences will be the same and very different and more intense, but something that I feel very, very humbled and honored to have been a part of. Those of us that serve, I just think, feel really humbled by it, to have participated in the world events the way we have. So I'm crafting that future as we speak. You know, I'm doing a lot of speaking on training and leadership, and the book I really, really enjoy. I'm a lifelong reader. I've enjoyed the writing, so I want to write more. And I fundamentally want to make the country a stronger place. I sincerely do. So if there's something I can bring to the table or bring to bear that will help the country move the ball and go the next 10 yards, I want to be a part of it. So I'm kind of crafting that as we speak. I'll keep you posted.
Please do. And final question, just to bring this full circle. When you go to, I don't know, your Syracuse lacrosse player cocktail party or reunion of any kind, do they jump in behind the bar? What happens when you walk in that room?
It's been fun. I mean, it's been a good, you know, frankly, I've been gone for about a decade chasing bad guys. So I haven't been to as many of the reunions as most of the guys. So I feel like I'm kind of coming back to that life, and I hope to get to some tournaments this summer and see some of the boys. And the book has kind of reinvigorated some of my connections with the team. And I think it's just been a lot of excitement, and it comes from a very sincere place. And I think lacrosse is a great foundational sport for being a SEAL. You know, you develop individual skills, and all sports really are, but you know, in lacrosse you develop an individual skill position, like a defenseman or a faceoff guy or an attackman or a goalie, and then we come together as 10 unified guys and go into battle or go onto the pitch against our competitors. And a SEAL team is the same. We got snipers and medics and corpsmen, then we put it together and we go get it done on the field. So it was a perfect kind of background to come into this SEAL life, and anybody that's thinking about it that has that in their background, they got a leg up.
The book is called Damn Few, Making the Modern SEAL Warrior. It is written by Lieutenant Commander Rourke Denver, 14 years, a Navy SEAL officer. Rourke, we can't thank you enough. You're a true American hero. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Appreciate it.
That's Rourke Denver. We're back with more next here on WBAL.